It's a new week. The old is gone, the new is here. It's time to shake off the past and prepare for a bigger future. Get your game faces on, grab a notebook, get ready to get focused and hit the week hard with your weekly fight plan. Each Sunday, you're going to get motivation, encouragement, and an occasional kick in the ass to propel you toward bigger success. Let's go. What's going on, fighters? Welcome to the weekly fight plan here at the Contractor Fight. Today I want to talk about how there is no silver bullet in your dang business, Home Slice. All right? See, you're out there. I know who you are. You're out there. You're looking for that one thing. You're looking for the one hack that's going to make things easier in your business. You're looking for a way to cheat Google and game the system instead of paying your fucking dues, you know, and all this other crap. You're looking for the one CRM or spreadsheet or something that's just going to be your savior in your business. I know you're looking for it. You're looking for the one estimating program, the one marketing tactic, the one ad, the one magic ad to hire a great team and all that other garbage that you're after. See, and listen, I want to tell you, I understand where you're coming from, all right? But the problem with this is your desire for the silver bullet is going to keep you down. Your desire is going to keep you from the focused work that is necessary to reach your goals. Now, I know why you want a silver bullet, because we want to fast track things, right? And this is understandable. All right, I'm going to get to that in a little bit here as we talk about this whole silver bullet thing. So your desire to want to move faster isn't necessarily a bad thing. But the problem is this never-ending quest for this silver bullet that's going to transform your business is actually hurting you because, like I said a minute ago, it's going to keep you from doing the work that's necessary. And at the end of the day, you don't grow in the discipline that you need to have. And that's the problem that I have with it. So listen, instead of you reaching and searching and grasping for this silver bullet, I want to share, I think I got four things here that I wrote down. I took some notes. I've been thinking about this a lot. Four things to do instead of searching for a silver bullet. All right, here we go. Number one. Take time to make a plan. Holy crap, if I had a nickel for every contractor that I've had a conversation with in the last 6 years, seven, 8 years, who doesn't have a fucking plan for their business, they don't have a marketing plan, they don't have a job plan when they go to start a job, they have no idea what the hell they're gonna do tomorrow if they don't have any work to do. All right, and you wonder why most damn contractors are broke because you won't take the fucking time to make a plan. Okay, 90% of you don't have any idea where you're going with your business. You have no idea what the end goal is. And here's why, and I get this too because I've been there, is you're just trying to survive. And I want to encourage you to stop trying to survive and build a fucking kick-ass business. I'm going to see how many times I can say fuck here today. All right. You have to take the time, you have to take the time to map out the destination that you want to go in your business. And part of the reason that you guys are struggling more than you need to is you won't take the weekend, yes, weekend, to get the hell out of town, go hole yourself up in an Airbnb somewhere, grab a bottle of bourbon, a couple cases of beer, some frozen pizzas, and a pen and a notepad, and sit the hell down and work out where you want to go in your business. What winning in the business looks like. What is the ideal life that you want? All right? And then reverse engineer all the shit that it's going to take for you to get there. Here's the other thing. When you don't have a plan, when you don't have the right plan, I can also tell that you don't have the right plan because I see that you're not obsessed. You're not obsessed with reaching your goals. Here's what that looks like. I heard this a while back, and I just love this analogy. If you think about a drug addict, and maybe some of you guys have had alcohol problems, drug problems, things like that, right? You could have no money, no home, no resources, but somehow, some way, you manage to get your hands on some drugs or alcohol, that's the obsession that I'm talking about. Think about that. See, if you don't have a plan and clarity around what you really want to go get, then you're just going to kind of get whatever comes your way. So I want to encourage you to create a plan with a vision and a goal that is going to cause you to be obsessed like somebody who has to have their fix. All right? Second thing, instead of searching for the silver bullet, work that plan with relentless consistency. So many people give up after a week or a month and they stop doing the things that are needed. Oh, I wrote 3 blog posts, Tom, and my website isn't giving me any leads, so I haven't done content or videos or whatever it is, you know, since then, because it doesn't work. Or, you know, I ran an ad one time looking for employees and it didn't work. Or I had a company meeting. I had 3 company meetings, Tom, and things didn't change in my business. So I'm like, fuck that. I'm not gonna waste the money on my guys. They don't wanna get better. I'm not gonna pay them to be at a meeting and nothing's getting better. See, you guys quit too soon. Here's the thing. Whatever you're gonna commit to on this plan, at least 1 year, if not more. Most likely more. Here in the contractor fight, I've got hundreds of videos, podcasts, thousands of social media posts. I'll tell you what, if there's one thing you all can learn from me, is I'm fucking consistent. And I'm actually not as consistent as I want to be, but I'm pretty damn consistent. And it was years of me saying the shit that's coming out of my mouth right now. It was years before anybody gave 2 shits about it. And now it's crazy, because I had relentless consistency. Or way back in the day, many of you have heard this story before, every month, at least once a month, sometimes 2, 3, 4 times a month, that I drove by this certain builder's office that I wanted to do work for 14 months. Okay? So that's at least, I guarantee it was at least 50 to 75 times in a 14-month period that I walked in there and the lady was sitting at the desk and she was the gatekeeper, and I walked in with my company folder. This was before social media was big and before the internet was as big as it is now and all this other shit, all right? And we still had folders, we'd hand shit out and business cards and we'd go prospect like that, and I still like that to this day, but here's the point. Every day, every time I went in there, she said, no, we're still doing work with the other painter guy. And I'm like, well, hey, then it became a game to me. And every time I would go in, I'd pop my head around the corner and I'd smile. I'd go, hey, it's me again. Did he die? Because one day she told me, the only way you're getting in the door here is if he dies. Guys, it was the week of Christmas, 1 year, and I was literally sitting on the crapper. My phone buzzed, and it rang, and I didn't answer it, and because I heard it ringing. Well, I couldn't reach it. That's why I didn't answer it. And it was a voicemail from one of the superintendents. He's like, you know what? I've been seeing your folders around here for years. And to him, it was years. It was really only like 14 months. And I got in the door, and that was a $500,000 a year account, that because I was relentlessly consistent with the shit that needed to be done. And part of the plan was for me to prospect and find new home, custom home builders that I wanted to do work for. So guys, when you have that clarity, you have that fix that you need, and then you combine it with relentless consistency, good shit happens. Do you know that most small contractors in America are making $50,000 to $60,000 a year? That's ridiculous. You're out there busting your ass every day to beautify people's homes and properties, right? You're an essential member of your community, doing great things. You've practiced your craft for years. You're an expert. You're working long hours, sometimes 7 days a week. So why should you settle for table scraps? Worse yet, why should you put your family's future at risk? My mission here in the contractor fight is to bring respect back to the trades. It's to help you build the life that you want to live. And that's why I've started the Contractor Fight Club. It's for guys who need a boost to get their business on track without spending thousands of dollars a year on business coaching that may or may not apply to them. So listen, Contractor Fight Club is personalized, low-cost coaching program to help you make the leap from craftsman
to business owner. You're going to learn what it means to know your numbers. You're going to learn how to get your phone to ring. You're going to be able to pick my brain about things that it's going to take to build a strong team. Whatever you want to talk about it, you get access to me. But you also get access to our monthly fight night training calls. As a member of the Contractor Fight Club, you get the fight night training calls and the library of calls that we have in the past. So all the past calls are yours. You get access to me through our private coaching app that we use. So you can message me and I reply to those every morning. So you got something you need to pick my brain on, you are good to go. So listen, go to thecontractorfight.com/fight-club to learn more about this high impact, low cost coaching program to help you kick some serious ass in your business.
All right, third thing. Here we go. Third thing, track your results. Be a data geek. How do you know if anything's working or not if you're not tracking the shit that you need to track? Oh, Tom, I love this one. I don't know how to track my leads. All right, here we go. You guys ready for a newsflash? You just track them. You track them. You can use a spreadsheet. You could use a fucking spiral notebook and a pencil. You can use 2 stone tablets and a damn chisel for all I care. The reason you say, oh, I can't track my leads is because you don't want to fucking track your leads. It's that simple. All right. If I told you for every time that you didn't track your leads, I was going to kick you in the balls. My guess is you would probably start tracking your fucking leads. So don't give me the shit that you don't know how. See, and this is, I'm totally going to vamp out here. All right. But what the hell? This is why I think some of you shouldn't even own your own damn business anymore. Because somebody who's a business owner, an entrepreneur who's going to figure this shit out and win, they find a damn way. They find a way. Instead of making fucking excuses, they find a way to knock the door down. They find a way to get the new client. They find a fucking way to track their leads or their job costing or their other marketing or their sales or the man hours or whatever the hell it is in the business. And you guys are all looking for this fucking silver bullet, like I'm gonna go buy some goddamn software and it's gonna magically fucking save my life. It's not coming. Because there's some great shit out there, but the problem is you don't want to do it. Because you won't be disciplined to it. And that's what pisses me off about this so much, is you're making it more fucking complicated than it needs to be. I coach so many people that make judgments about shit that they have no data on. Oh, that lead thing doesn't work. Okay? When they haven't been relentlessly consistent, they're not tracking. I love it when we finally start tracking leads and somebody says, you know, yeah, this thing doesn't work in my business. And I go, okay, let's track it for 3 months before we make a decision and be relentless about it. And at the end of 3 months, they realize that's the damn thing that they were judging all along that's making them all the money. So instead of looking for the silver bullet, track your results. And I hope you know, I have all the love in my heart for you. I want you to win. That's why I get fucking pissed off at y'all. All right, here it is. Fourth thing. Instead of searching for a silver bullet, find a community, a mentor, or a coach. Okay, this is going to be the thing that's going to actually help fast track you, even get you where you want faster. All right, if there were a silver bullet, this would be the one. Get around other FWs. If you don't know what that means, it stands for fucking winners. And learn. Then apply all the stuff I said above. Okay? So take the time to make a plan. Work the plan with relentless consistency. Track your results. Be a data geek. All right? Be a statistics wizard in your own business. And then find a community that's not going to let you off the hook, that you can pick people's brains, you can get coached or whatever. I personally hire coaches. When I want to get better at something in my life or business, I spend money because I pay attention more when I pay a lot of money. Hopefully that makes sense. Here's the challenge this week, the weekly fight plan challenge. Sit down and create your map. Sit down and get a clear destination of where you want to go in your business, and then reverse engineer. What are the actions that are needed in order for me to get there? And then schedule them, put them on your calendar. So the example I gave earlier, if it's as simple as saying, hey, I'm going to create some content in my business, then put it on your damn calendar and honor it this week. Okay. Bottom line is you have to commit. Bottom line here is you have to be stubborn with this stuff. It's not difficult if you are committed, if you are obsessed, and if you stop looking for a silver bullet. All right. If you're not already getting our daily fight tips, text the word tips to 719-299-3852. 719-299-3852. Just type the word tips, T-I-P-S, to that number, nothing else, and you'll have an opportunity to jump on our email list. And every day we send something out that'll help you win more in your business. You guys rock. Have a kick-ass week. Appreciate you. We'll see you guys next time on The Fight.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag JoinTheFight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.